Blackstone Audio presents FDR, The First 100 Days by Anthony J. Badger. For Bill Lichtenberg, Jim Patterson, Dan Carter. Introduction. In the week following Franklin D. Roosevelt's inauguration as President of the United States on March 4, 1933, more than 460,000 Americans wrote to him in the White House. This unprecedented personal communication from ordinary Americans continued. During the rest of his presidency, an average of more than 6,000 people a day wrote to him. Hoover had had one secretary to handle incoming correspondence that averaged 600 letters a day. Roosevelt had to bring in 50 people to staff the White House mailroom. The volume of correspondence generated led Roosevelt to conclude that neither the National Archives nor the Library of Congress could store this material in Washington. He proposed building a presidential library to house the documents of his presidency on his own estate at Hyde Park. He deeded the land to the federal government and raised the money from his friends and supporters to build the library. In return, Congress agreed to staff and administer it. FDR laid the cornerstone for his library on November 19, 1939. In his speech, he was at pains to highlight the letters of those ordinary Americans who had written to him over the previous 6 years, when he said, "Of the papers which will come to rest here, I personally attach less importance to the documents of those who have occupied high public or private office than I do the spontaneous letters which have come to me from men, from women, and from children in every part of the United States, telling me of their conditions and problems, and giving me..."